This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. It is Friday. We are we're on fire. So happy about it.
It's Friday.
Thank you.
Friday,
woo!
Friday. Work body.
Working towards the weekend. The weekend. Right. It's part of the show. Very exciting part of the show. It's brought to you by San Francisco Zoo. San Francisco Zoo and Gardens is a place for everyone. Guests of all ages can connect with animals from all around the world. And as an important conservation facility, they'll be enthralled, engaged, and eager to take action. Learn more by visiting sfzoo.org. So, you want to talk about Survivor?
Yeah.
Thoughts and feelings? What's going on with you?
I like the season we have, for sure. I did... Yeah. Get a text from someone, though, and noticed it pretty quickly. The young lady with autism.
Yes. Eva.
I don't remember her name. But she latched on to the fireman and he was like, I got you. No problem.
Yep.
And then we were talking about how the Disney cartoons always show this man on a horse,
right,
comes in to save the day.
Farmer, right.
Speaking of, this is a text, 415. Speaking of being saved by a man, the one survivor character, the young lady who has autism, she just grabs a man as soon as she can to help take care of her. Kind of put her in a different light for me.
Hmm.
And I thought, I didn't think of it in the moment, but in retrospect, she latched right on to the next biggest guy on her new tribe immediately.
Well, there was only one guy on her new tribe.
Right.
And she did say,
I don't have girlfriends.
Right. It did. And she is also a hockey player. I think, didn't she say she's like the first female hockey player? And she is tough. Like, she's built like a hockey player.
And yet she knows that she has some challenges.
She does. So she's, on the spectrum. I don't really know. She has never like really defined it, but you can see that she's got, this hand thing that she was talking about, how when she's feeling anxious and
stressed,
we all feel stressed and anxious. But I did feel like it was lucky that that guy was there and was sort of open and receptive to her as a friend. Because she definitely did need to have somebody that she could lean on. And he was the only guy on the tribe. But I did think, I can't think of the girl's name. She came with, they split the tribes up and they sort of mixed them up and reshuffled the deck. So now she's on this other team.
Right? The one tribe couldn't stop
losing.
They were
out of people.
Right.
In fact, that tribe, even though none of the original members stayed on it, also lost the next challenge, which was hilarious. I'm like, okay, so that name is cursed.
Yep.
Is it Zula?
I don't know, but the color green.
Yeah. Woo. So she, they reshuffle everybody, and she winds up throwing her other person from her original team under the bus. Like immediately they're all like, oh, well, what should we do? She's like, I will give you this person on a silver platter. I don't like this person. She does not like me. I can't think of the girl's name. But so I don't know how that'll work out for her. I feel like that's not a great look. But like, be a little more gentle about it.
Well,
I don't know.
But, you know, I can see both sides when you think about how if a groundswell gets footing, all of a sudden you're like, what just happened? I'm out. You know what I mean? Like they could... A tribe, a couple conversations can get two people, now four people going, that's the person, they're out. So you do have to sort of be proactive if you don't want it to be you.
Right.
You might have to be like,
let it be
this
that person
over here.
I'm with you guys.
Sucks. I get that.
Yeah.
That's just part of the gig.
I thought it was an interesting shuffle. A lot of times those shuffles don't work out. Like sometimes sometimes all the teams stay intact and one person loses all their status and moves to another team and is the next one out. It can feel pretty unfair. I thought it was a pretty good shuffle. We have a local on there. Her name's Camilla. I'm probably going to say this wrong. Did they say they were Guyanese?
Something like that.
She's connected with this other guy who was on her. I think his name is Kyle. Her name's Camilla and his name's Kyle and they're sort of connected, but she played their relationship very masterfully because they are two from one tribe and then there's these three dudes who all stayed together. They call themselves the California Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Joe, the fireman from Sacramento. It's this guy, Thomas, who is, I think he's a gay guy and just super fun and got clocked in the eye during one of the challenges. Mm-hmm. It has this like crazy black and blue on his eye, like walking around with a shiner. And then the third guy, I can't even think of his name. He's got kind of a strange name, but he's got this heavy black beard.
The guy with the beard, yeah.
The three of them just connected and they named themselves the California Girls and they somehow managed to stay together after this reshuffle of the tribes. And they're three against these two. And the two had some advantages. Our girl Camilla, who I think lives in like Foster City. And hello, Foster City. And I love her. I love her little face. Oh,
Camilla, are you listening?
Camilla, are you listening?
Call us. Text us.
800. I bet you can't. I bet you can't until she
can say hi.
Okay. 800-400-3697. Pick up the phone and call us, Camilla. If it rings, pick it up. If you see it. We don't answer a lot of phone calls. So anyway, I thought what they did was brilliant. She created some separation between the two of them to make it believable that the other one would vote for. They both threw each other under the bus to these three, all the while knowing that they had enough advantages and immunity idols that they could save themselves if they could figure out which one of them was being targeted. And I thought that it was really, really well done. And
it was very well done.
Felt bad for Shiner guy.
Okay, I got one more question for you.
Is this from a listener?
This is for me. Okay. About Survivor, there is, and this is the guy who we were just talking about, who's now been moved tribes and become connected to the young lady with...
Is his name David?
I don't know. He's the stunt man.
He is, yeah.
And when there's a lot of people, I don't catch all their names. Mm-hmm, so until it gets whittled down, right. I don't really have a...
I think we've only lost three or four.
But he's the stunt man, and he's repeatedly told the story to both tribes now, the first one he was on and this new tribe, about how his girlfriend, who he loves, has left him. Because he lives in a trailer out in front of his dad's house,
right,
and does not have the money to not only get married, but raise a family.
She wants to have kids and he wants to. He does. You can tell he loves her. Like, it's actually super tragic. He's in his mid-40s, right? He's a great looking guy. He's got four nipples. Really weird, but really hot too.
You wouldn't notice him. You can't even tell.
Was that his humble trait or whatever, when they were going through that.
Mm-hmm.
But he does seem genuinely lovely. And he's so broken up over this fact that he's been broken up with But he's like, if I win Survivor, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to propose, marry her, and have some money to pay for us to raise a kid.
When someone tells you they're a stuntman and they're living their dream, you kind of get this impression that that must pay a lot, or that must be what a cool job. And he did sort of say it in a way that everyone was like, oh my God, that's
amazing. Right.
But whatever it is, it doesn't pay.
Right.
And I do know there are different times in your life. Like, on one hand, he has nothing to be ashamed of. Live your life, dude. But she has every right to say, I can't marry someone that can't help me do the things I want to do, which includes raise a family.
Right.
It's really, it's a tough situation, and it's really, so what do you think of that scenario he's painting?
Well, I think two things, because the first thing that occurred to me was that he could be lying because maybe they're thinking, oh my God, he's a Hollywood stuntman and he... Why should we give him the $1 million?
And you think he's...
No, I think that's a possibility. The other thing I think is, good for that girl, very sad. It's very sad, but she knows what she wants. And no matter how she feels about him, she knows that he's not... He does not seem to be the guy who's going to move out of the trailer he lives in the front of his dad's and do something else. Like, is he still dream chasing? Is he waiting to become somebody's... stunt double? Like,
is there a promotion in the future?
Is there a promotion there where you become, you know, if you look exactly like Tom Cruise, actually he's a bad example because he does all his own stunts. If you look exactly like Ryan Gosling, are you that guy's now you're paid to be, I don't know, they put you under some kind of contract. I would think that being a stuntman would involve incredible high interest, insurance rates. Like that, I'm sure there are a lot of factors that play into that. Is there a union for those people? I just don't know.
I think there is. And it's like any freelance job. You've got to be prepared for
times when it's not there.
And then nothing happening.
My brother works in the film business and has forever. And he definitely goes through these times where there's no work and he's scrambling. And then there's other times where he's working 17, 18 hour days because there's never going to be a change. It's how they work.
Yep.
They bring this stuff to him and they're like, we need it in 2 weeks. And it's a huge job. And they just do it that way. It's the way it's done. I don't know. Like, it's
right.
It's just, you'd think they'd go, we've got time. This movie doesn't have to come out, but they've spent the money and the projects are done. And the people are...
It's on the schedule. We have to get it done. It's got a release date.
It's crazy that it works that way, but you're right. There's just, it's feast or famine.
Yeah. So anyway, those were my two thoughts on it. I was thought that is tragic. It's a very sad story if it's the true story.
I didn't even think, though, he could totally be lying.
But wouldn't he have said that to the camera? Like, I sort of doubt myself in that, but as soon as I heard it, I was like, that seems like an awfully big sob story to be telling.
Well, I mean, he's handsome and he's strong, so he does want people to know the other side of that. Maybe that's just, here's my humble story, which is I live in a trailer in my dad's front yard, and the girl I love just left me.
It is so sad.
Yeah.
Maybe now that he's in the pool of people who go on reality TV shows, that he'll be able to sometimes get money for that and also have his stunt work. It does seem like those people, like when we were talking to Danielle Reyes, who was just on the Traitors, she was like, nah, I have kids and I have a job and I'm not going to be one of those people. But there are people you see on a lot of those. Boston Rob has made a full-on career out of it.
Gabby is everywhere now.
Gabby is so friggin' cute. I love Gabby.
Yeah, I follow her on Instagram.
I am team Gabby.
Which one's Gabby?
She's the lesbian who married the chick that I was very meanly saying mean things about, who turns out to be kind of funny and cute. Gabby's new wife.
The ugly partner. Well, that's what you said. I don't know. I'm just going off.
Gabby's the beautiful Gabby. And the partner is...
Oh, the ugly partner's, what's her name?
I don't know her name.
Oh, right.
It's Little Miss Charming, Little Miss Hilarious. I don't know.
But you like Gabby.
Oh my God. Gabby she's like eye candy. Oh. I'm like, oh my God. She's just so adorable. They called themselves the Bambies, her and a couple of the Real Housewives. They look like it. They're like this. Just, they've got like sort of a dewy complexion and their hair is perfect and their eyes are big and... and you really feel like you could put one over on them really easy, I'd be looking at them sideways going,
Anyway, I guess one of the thoughts I had was good for that lady for not just latching onto this guy and trying to make him do the things she wants when it's clearly not within his, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
There's no backup plan, or he doesn't want a backup plan, but he's not making the money she needs him to make, and she's walked rather than ruining his life and torturing him every day.
It's sad, get but out there I feel like she's money. Right
it's
to do
right
that.
It's the right thing to do. Yes. Absolutely.
So maybe this parlays into some, maybe it turns a corner for him where someone goes, listen, here's a job. Here's what it pays. It isn't stunt work, but you'll be able to support a family on that.
I don't know. I know that these kinds of thoughts went through my head as I was trying to chase the job that I wanted in my life. I absolutely thought there are girls I've met along the way that I wanted to ask out. And I went, I don't have any money to date that girl.
Right.
None.
If asking her out means, can you pick up McDonald's on your way over to my house?
I can't date right now. I don't have any money. That's real life.
Yep. It is real life. And this guy in his 40s doesn't have the money to date like that. He's good looking. I can see why someone might fall for him and say, oh, maybe he'll pull it together. But then as he continues Tanata, that would be a problem for someone who's like, this is not really what I have for my life plan. And as much as I like you and I think, you know, the sex is great, we can just be booty calls. That's it. Because I got to move on with my life.
Here's a couple of texts. 415 says, how about the Hollywood stunt guy gets a day job? And there it is. I can also see the other side of that, where this wife or partner or girlfriend is saying, you haven't worked in 3 weeks and I've watched you play video games and I've watched you go to the beach. Where, I mean, this is the guy.
Yeah.
It's Survivor, but I can't think of his name. Did you say David?
I think it's David. I'm not positive.
He's a stunt man, but I maybe it's feast or famine. Maybe he goes months without work and she's looking at him like, I need you to quit being a puke and go do anything.
Put an Uber sign on your car and go be an Uber guy.
His name's David.
Okay, it is David. We're talking about Survivor this season.
Anyway, that was the last thing I had is he's told that story twice. And I've been really like, good for her, horrible for him. Mm-hmm. But even if he shows up with money, won't he resent her for being like,
I left you when you were poor, and now I'm with you. And I don't know.
Because you won $1 million, but even the $1 million isn't going to get you anywhere, bro.
Well, maybe that'll be the rude awakening. Maybe that's his dream. He wins $1 million, and she's all like, you know what? No.
After taxes, you still can't buy a house.
Right.
Or maybe you can buy a little
really,
thing.
I don't really trust you to be a guy who can manage that money well into the future.
Oy.
You know? The half mil after taxes is...
I wonder if she's watched it and gone... That's not the story he should be telling. You know what I mean?
Yes. I do wonder. I hope that they'll do an update on that. I bet we could probably search and find out. Maybe I'll do that. Anyway, good luck, Camilla. I got Camilla to win. I really like her. I like her face. She actually reminds me of this friend of mine, Heather. And
Heather?
Yeah, she kind of reminds me of Heather. She has sort of the same little facial expression. She's so cute. I just really like her. And she's our local. I call Heather Heather. Heather.
Oh, it's Heather.
Heather.
Oh.
Yeah, Heather.
Not Ether.
Heather.
Okay.
It's Heather.
All right.
Anyway, there you go. Sorry, for those of you who hate Survivor, welcome back. Will Jay-Z and Beyonce sue Kanye?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kanye could end up in court for calling Jay-Z and Beyonce's kids the R word. Look, I've never heard anything about these two kids. This is the first thing I've ever heard about these two kids. If you'd threatened me into telling you what their names are, I wouldn't have been able to do it. Maybe a couple years ago when I first heard the names, I would have been able to. Can you name the names of Jay-Z and Beyonce's 7-year-old twins? I told you these names yesterday on the air. And also, just so I read these to you yesterday and I wouldn't have known them today. Can you name them, Maddie?
Pickle and Lollipop?
No, it is not Pickle and Lollipop. And it's also not Somersault, which is the one name you might be able to pull out.
John and Tina.
It's Rumi and Sir.
I was close.
Okay.
I had no, that didn't.
Right.
Nothing.
I know. Zero. And I read them and said them out loud to you yesterday, just now, I had to look down the story to find those names. That's how we never talk about those kids. Like, I could tell you all the... Well, I probably couldn't tell you all the Jolie Pitt kids, but I could. I could work that out. There's Vivian and Knox, Shiloh, Pax.
As you're saying them, I'm like, oh, yeah. I wouldn't have gotten
those. Zahara?
Bobo, Paco.
There's one, a little girl whose name starts with a Z. I know, but, you know, I can at least pull a few of them. But Rumi and Sir, I can't. I never hear anything about these kids. Blue Ivy's the only kid of Jay-Z and Beyonce that whose name I know. I'm going to try and burn Rumi and Sir into my head right now so that I'll never know it. I'll never be able to. So Kanye starts this trouble by tweeting that Jay and Beyonce's 7-year-old twins, Rumi and Sir, are mentally handicapped. Although he came out and said the R word on Twitter. Then he deletes the tweet and then he says, I regret doing that. And then he just tweets it again. Because he's like, look, this is my conversation with myself. It's like, it's actually not, and everyone can read it. So one thing they don't plan to do is respond publicly. Kim is losing her mind
right
now.
I'm sure she is. You know, I've told you I like to watch surf contests, right? And there's a pro surfer who's Japanese, and he's a big deal in Japan, even though he's actually spent most of his life here in America. When it came Olympic time, he went, I'm Japanese, because that was the route to go.
I see.
For a number of reasons. Sure. And he's a huge star in Japan now, as opposed to being meh here in America.
We don't know that many surfers here.
But someone on the broadcast just yesterday was saying, Kanoa hangs with Kanye. And I thought, that's not a good thing to drop.
Don't do that.
Like it total, and I don't care what Kanoa does. This is a guy who I don't even know. But I thought publicly, that's not an association you want anyone to tell about. But you know how Kanye has been spending a lot of time out of the country? Yeah. I think he was in China for a while. And so I guess at some point he hung out with this dude. But I just heard that by association, it's not a good thing.
No, everybody is backing slowly away with their hands out in front of like,
slowly, forget it. I would run from that dude.
Yeah. Kanye was saying, or I should say, Kanye had tweeted some stuff and put some audio of Diddy into his songs and stuff. And actually, Fitty Cent jumped in yesterday and was saying something along the lines of, you should listen to Diddy. Keep your chin up. Keep on smiling. I'm like, Fitty, back. We're all backing away with our hands up.
And I think he meant it in a good way.
He did. He was trying to be like, yeah, you should keep. I'm like, don't know. Just back away. What are you doing?
But Kanye's tweets and taking them down and putting them back up again is very bipolar. Like that is, you know, something, you know, I don't have severe bipolar like he does. But when I'm in a manic state, I'll do and say things that like, what I'm thinking consciously that I might not say if I was thinking rationally.
Out of your
it doesn't
mouth
make you a racist at all, you know, but all those negative, like his just junk inside of him comes out.
I know. Well, and honestly, when things come pouring out of you and there are things you don't believe, I really feel like it's like when people say things when they're drunk or whatever, and you just, I've always thought that's not just the thing you said when you were drunk. It's just the thing that you allowed out of your mouth because you were drunk.
Exactly.
Like that's, it's not, you don't not think that, you think that, that came out of your mouth. Like that's whole tweeting thing. He's repeatedly saying these horribly offensive things.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you in that a normal person who's drunk might have something slip out that it shouldn't. An alcoholic doesn't know what the hell they think. Like they have pickled their stupid brain to the point that, and they're so warped with addiction that there are things that it's your fault I'm doing it because you did it. It's like, there's so much stuff that no base in reality. So I will say, yes, the average person might have let something slip that shouldn't be there. An alcoholic, they have no idea what's up from down. Would you agree?
Yes, and try being an alcoholic bipolar.
Well,
no thanks.
Luckily, a lot of alcoholics are like, I'll just be alone in my closet somewhere.
I just wanted to differ it because there's definitely stuff that I understand what you're saying, but I also feel like, no, there's some stuff I'm sure I said where I was just trying to wiggle out of any blame.
And casting it elsewhere.
You know what I mean? Like, yep. That is really a thing that
you someone, get good at lying when you're not.
Yeah, there's really a lot of.
Well, I'm sure that Kanye still has lawyers hanging around, you know, waiting for their payday, because if the lawsuit rolls in, there's some source that's saying that Jay-Z and Beyonce will absolutely not stand for it. And they're discussing how they want to handle the situation, whether that be privately and or in a legal matter. But the one thing they will not do, most likely, according to this source, is respond publicly. But, you know, Kanye could end up in court, and I'm sure he'll toss that off on some lawyer. We'll figure it out for him. And that is all. I am out of time, Vincenzo. What is coming up in the news?
Oh, so much great stuff, including a beach brawl for, you know, it's spring break. Did you know that?
I did not know that. This week?
That's this. Well, I mean, they
yep,
stagger
we're on spring
them.
Break.
Yeah. They do. It's true. Yeah.
And more after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram. You'll see pics from the show and get links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank and its foundation have a strong commitment to improving the lives of our Bay Area neighbors. Whether it's education, health and wellness, or arts and culture, Fremont Bank delivers.
Sweet.
Explore FremontBank.com today. That's FremontBank.com. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Here's what's happening. Some clouds today. There's some, you know, blue sky up there here in downtown San Francisco, but it's not expected to be a gorgeous, bright blue, sunny day.
We'll take it, though. It's not raining.
It's not raining, right. So some clouds. Also, March Madness continues. I had it on my TV for a few minutes before the kids came in and said, "What is this crap? I'm putting on Alice in Wonderland." And I went, "All right.
Okay.
Let me make you your dinner, little queen. And what else can I get for you?"
Little queen.
Yeah. Sheesh. Mm-hmm. Anyway, here's what's happening.
I'm ready.
The happiest country in the world is not the United States.
Is it Denmark again?
It's Finland.
Oh,
Which
weird,
I think
all the Scandinavians.
Denmark, Finland, yeah. They're all bros, right? Sweden.
Well, they're all right there.
Yeah. The Netherlands.
Yep.
So every year since 2012, Gallup has put out a World Happiness Report, which ranks how people in more than 140 countries evaluate their quality of life.
Mm.
For the eighth year in a row, Finland is number one. Tell me one thing you know about Finland. One.
Used to be part of Russia way back.
Oh my God, you just took my head clean off. I had no idea. What else?
Snowy, there are reindeer. And you can see the northern lights from parts of Finland.
Okay.
That is all I know.
Finland, everyone. Used to be part of Russia, and there's reindeer there.
Maybe. I could have that wrong.
I might have mine wrong, too.
Yeah, we might be, both of us. See, we're just yelling things now.
Denmark came in second. Tell me one thing about Denmark. I'm looking at you.
Oh.
And wait, don't Google it.
Oh, I'm not Googling. I was looking up.
He's looking at Finland.
One thing about Denmark.
Well, I always think of that as being the happiest place. Apparently, it's a socialist country, and Copenhagen is a lovely place to be.
Hmm.
They call themselves Danes.
Oh, they do. Yeah.
Iceland came in at number three on the list of happiest countries in the world.
There is no cold. They're just not dressed right.
Sweden, the Netherlands, Costa Rica, Norway, Israel.
Israel? Really? That's surprising.
Luxembourg and Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Israel does seem to be strange on the list. I've never been, so I can't say.
Yeah. Hooman's gotten there a bunch of times. You know, he must love it. There must be something that makes him happy there.
He paints walls there.
Mm. Murals. Mm-hmm. He funds them with his own money. And by his own money, I mean his own money. What?
His magic pot of gold that he's had all these years.
Freaking leprechaun over there. Whew.
The United States came in at number 24 out of 147 countries.
Yeah.
It's not the worst thing.
No, it's definitely, you know, it's in the top tier.
But, you know, we're sold that people look at America and freedom and, you know,
it's the ideal.
Our way of life and the ability to, you know, work your way up no matter what.
Yep. The American dream, the pursuit of happiness, life, liberty.
24? That does seem low to me. Then again, I'm not well traveled, so I have
140 countries. It's
I'm just falling for all our, you know, propaganda.
Maybe.
I got the pamphlet and bought everything they told me.
Where's Canada on the list?
Canada's at 18. Huh? Mexico was at 10.
Huh.
Anyway, there you go. This is a World Happiness Report. If you want to look it up, the happiest country in the world, Finland.
I liked when you asked us what we knew about countries. That was my favorite part of the show today. I don't know. Nothing. Here's some guesses.
Well,
no, I loved it.
It's one of those things where, you know, we all have, you know, like what you said about Russia. I'm like, well, he clearly watched the History Channel one day.
I love history.
So did it turn out that Finland was once part of Russia?
It was once
part of Russia. Right? When did it back out?
Declared its independence in 1917, but it was the Grand Duchy of Finland from 1809 to 1917.
Mm. Okay.
The Boston Celtics.
Oh, yeah. No, I heard about this.
You're not the secret buyer, are you?
Oh, with my $6 billion that I had? No, I figured it was like a good place to park my money these days, you know, with the stock market falling apart.
The Boston Celtics just sold. That's an NBA team, everyone. They just sold one of the originals, too.
Yeah.
Like way back. sold for $6.1 billion with a B. It's a North American record.
For a basketball team.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a great documentary about the Celtics on HBO right now series. It's only like two episodes in, but I'm not like a huge Boston Celtic fan, but I love documentaries, and it's really neat.
Weird.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What's wrong with documentaries?
Boring. No, facts. Keep throwing facts at me.
This is of any sports team.
Yeah.
This isn't
what
just NBA.
It was the Commanders before this.
The Commanders just sold for $6.05 billion.
Oh.
And so the $6.1 billion price tag for the Boston Celtics makes it the most money spent on a sports team
in
America.
Is it because they just never come up for sale? Because we always hear the things where, like, you know, the Chiefs are worth $30 billion, or, you know, the Dallas Cowboys are worth
$12 billion. I'd say yes.
People hang on to those teams, and sometimes Fisher hang on to them a little too long. Mm. Sell the A's. Thank you.
Oh.
Well, now they're already gone.
I don't know. Sell them and bring them back.
Should have been yelling that a couple years ago.
I've been yelling.
You know, one of those things, though, where this big jump happened was that basketball team, the Clippers, where the guy from Microsoft came in, Ballmer, came in and just went, I want an NBA team, and I'll pay any amount. And that guy, Sterling, was in so much trouble.
So, right.
But he...
And wasn't he, that, like, $2
billion? Like, it was $2
billion. It was not that... Like, which, crazily, doesn't sound like that much money for a team now.
Well, but also, it's the... Like, the Clippers are a storied loser.
Mm.
Forever.
And this guy was like, I just want a team.
He wants a team, and then he poured a bunch. Like, now they have their own arena.
They don't share it anymore.
Right. Like, he changed everything for them. Whether or not they're ever going to win, that remains to be seen.
Right.
But he's the guy
who came
in.
For lack of throwing money at it.
And went, I forget what Sterling paid for it, but it was like some millions.
Yes. It was very low amount of money.
And even though this guy's a racist scumbag that never even tried to win, he made an incredible profit on his original investment. Anyway.
Guess how much Don Sterling paid for the Clippers?
Like $21
million. $57
million. $12.5 million.
Oh my God.
And then he sold it for $2 billion.
It's like he got the team for free.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody gave him $2 billion. Oh, my God.
Anyway, so now there's a new owner.
Wow.
Bill Chisholm.
Oh, all right. Shelled out 6.1. Where did Bill Chisholm... Now...
He's the managing partner at Symphony Technology Group.
Okay.
I don't even know what that does.
Is he just like the main owner, or did he come up with the whole $6 billion?
It doesn't say it was a group. But usually there's groups.
Right. People
and
buy in.
So
I'm a partial owner of.
He's the, he owns the most stock in the company.
I see.
But they always bring in people.
Right.
That's a lot of money to pay yourself.
So Symphony Technology Group invests in and builds leading software and software-enabled tech services companies in the mid-markets.
Whatever that is, that is nothing.
Folks,
they're a
Valley
mystery
now.
Company. Let's face it.
Sarah, I know you've been trying to get into outer space at all costs, and it turns out California is the state with the highest likelihood of being abducted by aliens. You can't move to Vermont. You cannot move back to Boston.
Why do they think
can't,
that?
Hold on, I'm busy. Oh. You can't move to Florida, and you definitely can't move to New York.
New York.
You got to stay here if you want to be abducted and get a space
this
trip.
This is where all the abductions
this
happen.
This is where it's going to happen. Most likely place.
Hmm.
Florida did make number 3 on the list, but you're already in California.
Why would I leave?
Why
would
That's
I ever
ridiculous.
Leave?
Like,
all
come
right.
on.
What's number 2 on the
Washington.
List? State.
Oregon came in at number 4, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's California, Washington, and so it's the West Coast.
Who decided this? I really feel like the aliens are going to, they're so advanced. They're going to take their time. They're going to figure out what's going on with us. And then they'll abduct someone that they can hold hostage and make us do whatever, you know, like America's Sweetheart. Let's say they're going to take Sandra Bullock and be like, we've got her, you guys. I mean, is she a good example? How about we've got Ana de Armas? Yes, Vinny.
You asked before you said all those other words. Who decided this?
Who did decide this?
Yesterday was Alien Abduction Day, which is a thing.
Was
and
it?
So a website put out a list of states with the highest likelihood of alien abduction. They analyzed data from National UFO Reporting Center and other digital media reports.
Oh, digits, too. Mm.
They weren't able to consult with any actual aliens, but they still were able to come to a conclusion that California is the state with the highest likelihood of being abducted by aliens.
Hmm.
And just to Nevada, which you'd think would have placed higher, came in at 10. And that's the home of Area 51.
Oh, I thought that was like New Mexico. All those deserty places, I don't know why people think that they would go there, the aliens. Like, why would they?
Well, they don't want to be seen, so they go to the remotest areas.
Go to the North Pole, then. There is no cold. It's
don't even come here if you don't want to be seen.
Well, I mean, we've got so many resources.
Go home! Go home!
Oh.
Can you name that?
No.
Tracy Ullman, 1988.
Not you. I knew you could name it.
Sorry. That might not be the
sorry. I just missed that reference.
That's our
somehow.
Show! Go home!
Oh, the Tracy Ullman show. Home. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Now I got it.
In her robe.
I needed the full Sarah impersonation.
Oh, she needed to do the whole thing.
Got it.
Yeah, there you go.
It's spring break, depending on which school your kids are in.
Woo woo!
Yeah, March and April, right? Just at some point during those, you get a week off.
Oh, man.
What's going on?
Remember I told you our neighbors rented their house and moved to Idaho.
Yes.
Because he'd been working from home. He works for a tech company. And so they went, let's go to Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got to Idaho. And then the company said, you get back to work.
Oh,
and
boy.
He went, crunch. So now they're moving back home. But they had rented out their house. So they have to wait for this whole thing to play out. But they came, one of the kids who used to live on our street, this is the family with four kids, and they were like the catalyst for all the street play.
Right.
They got one of every age. And so one of the kids, he's such a great kid, he came, knocked on the door. I'm like, Landon, what's up, homie? High five. And my kids went outside to play. And then the other kids came out to play. And all of a sudden, the family, like
the neighborhood's back.
They're back. It's a catalyst for like the whole damn thing. Made the whole thing work.
Landon's
the guy.
And then there they were all playing.
That's so great.
It was awesome.
I love it.
Sorry, back to my story about spring break. So that's why he came to visit, because he's on spring break.
Oh.
That's why he was here.
I see.
They can't move back yet. Someone's in their house.
Right.
And those people
said. So they're still up in Idaho,
yes.
And the husband is like down here going to work every day.
From his
studio apartment that he's renting.
I didn't even ask. I was afraid to see. You know, I've learned sometimes when I start asking questions, people are like, I don't really want to.
Yeah. Mm. You're asking that's a probing question. That is, this is chit chat.
This is hard time in my life. And
I don't
really
want to cry. So I'm going to go ahead and just not answer.
I'm alone in Motel 6.
Yeah.
I ruined my life.
If you have a friend that's been separated, please, not the first question out of your mouth be, what happened? Like, I just, I get that all the time. What happened?
We ask you every morning.
Yeah.
What did happen?
Man, it's just a lot of stuff.
Yeah, make it sound good because, DMs.
Yeah, I mean, it was very amicable and everything, but... Yeah, but that's just, it's like the same thing. We didn't have kids. And like somebody going, why don't you have kids? It's like, that's a real personal question. You don't know what the answer to that is.
Yes.
It could be a million things.
It could be a choice. It could be a problem. It could be anything.
But I feel like people feel like it's okay to ask the guy that. You know, like they know not to ask the woman that. But they'll ask me and I'm like, it's still personal.
They don't even know
it's
not
none of your business.
Girl.
And
when are you having another one?
Yeah.
It's that stuff is, I think some of that stuff is people's, they get uncomfortable and they just fall back on these things that could be conversational. But really, you're right. I do think that the whole, when are you having another kid? When are you getting married? When are you having kids?
Right.
When are you having another kid? They're just like these crutch conversation pieces.
And they further the thing where there's a prescribed track that everyone must follow. You don't have to. You can do whatever you want. If that's what you want, great. If it isn't, also great.
Police in Fort Myers, Florida, were alerted to a spring break beach brawl.
In Fort Myers?
On Monday when they showed up. It was gnarly.
Oh.
The cops have video that allegedly shows an 18-year-old named Jack Turner pummeling another guy. And then at one point, Jack pulls the other guy's head towards his face and bites his ear off.
Go! The whole ear? Oh,
this
my
is
God.
One of those things, you know.
Now he's got a hole.
When you're a kid, because I used to get in scraps as a kid. And when you're a kid, there's some punches are thrown and then someone loses and starts crying and then you go home.
Yeah.
That's a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And even that is scary, but at least you know, there's not this.
You tangled
like,
and then you separated and
ran
home.
Now I have to murder you. Like, it's just, God, you know, this thing where you're like, what are you doing?
Right.
Maybe you're drunk. Maybe you're crazy. Either way, it's not worth it.
There's a lot of that, though. You add some drinks to some frat
it's
boys, and suddenly the chest puffing happens, and, oh, you're looking at me? I don't understand it. It's a very male thing. Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess there are chick fights from time to time, but for the most part, I don't think chicks are out there looking to get in a fight. I just did my hair.
Here's this guy's mugshot. He looks like somebody had bite an ear off.
Oh, actually, he's not at all what I expected. He's a white kid. He's got like eyelashes on his upper lip. It looks like a little bit. That could be dirt, though. I can't really make out everything. And then he's got pretty longish hair. It's a kid who normally has short hair, but he really let it grow out for about 3 months. Like, it's sort of curly and very messed up. Does his face look dirty or like he
his
got punched
in
the face?
His skin's not great.
Yeah. He's got acne, I think.
Yeah. But
his sad eyes. Not a bad looking kid.
They say this kid jumped the other guy as well, and we're not sure. We don't have the status of the victim's ear.
Yeah,
Jack's been arrested, though, on felony battery charges. He's been freed on $50,000 bond.
His parents are mad.
He doesn't have a job, so his parents had to cover that. Yuck. You go party and have some fun. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, I don't... I never really understood the whole thing
crazy,
where
but...
I'm looking to be in a fight. Because there are definitely dudes that spoil for a fight.
Well, yes, that's true.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
So John was like, I hate going to bars in Philly because I always feel like, and he's like, I'm a little guy. Like, leave me alone.
I do think.
I'm not trying to be in a fight with you.
There are people that get drunk and it's something. It's
like
a thing.
Biological necessity or something. Some kind of urge to dominate.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, hey, Maddie, what breed of dog do you want for another dog? Your dream dog.
A retriever, like a golden retriever or maybe a Labrador, something like that. I like hunting. I like or Springer Spaniels. I like them. I like hunting dogs.
I love labs. I had a lab for 15 years and love her. But golden retrievers might be the friendliest dogs on the face of the earth.
That's what I want. I want
They're
a nice, friendly dog.
Wonderful.
I want a nice, huggy, friendly dog.
Hairy. And they'll leave it everywhere.
My last dog was a shedding machine, so I'm up for it.
I met one of those King Charles Spaniels the other day in the park.
Oh, yeah.
They're nice.
This guy walks, like this lady's walking her dog, and this guy walks right up to me. She's like getting, it's a little dog, but she's kind of letting it lead. And it leads, he comes right to me, gets up on my knees, and starts looking at me. So I start petting him. I'm like, hey, little rascal. And I'm just... And Edie's sitting next to me on the bench, and Edie's like, he's so cute. And he comes down and gets in Edie and then looks at her and comes right back to me. I'm like, they are amazing little things. I never really met one, but this guy was, he loved me. The lady goes, well, you got good dog karma or energy or something. And I was like, I don't know. He's really into me.
How big is it? So, like, just spaniel, like small spaniel
they're
style.
They're little, yeah. They're not huge.
Are they the ones that are like white and brown, like the brown ears
they're
and
super
stuff?
Cute.
Yeah, super cute,
but
super
long
friendly.
Long haired on the bottom. Like, I'm trying to picture what these things look like.
Let me see if
I can. Did you say King Charles Spaniel?
King Charles Spaniel. It was cute and friendly and nice. Oh, I just wrote King
here
Charles
go.
And got
here we
the
go.
Ugly.
Here
we go.
We're getting King it over guy. Here. Oh, yeah, that's exactly
that's
what
the
I
guy.
Thought. That they're so. That one looks a little ratty, but the other ones look pretty nice. I like the ones that have the black ears and over the top of the head, and then they have sort of like a brown eyebrow. That's a really cute color pattern.
I like spaniels.
Cavalier King Charles
Spaniel.
Whatever
it was just the cutest little guy. And he, you know, took a shine on me.
Playful, affectionate, sociable, fearless. There's a guy warning you about them, though. We recently got a 2-year-old calf. No one warned us. I don't know. What is that at the end of the thumbnail on that? You see it there?
He's a hater.
He looks like a hater, doesn't he? He looks like one of those internet people trying to go viral.
Yeah, that is true.
Some people get dogs and they're not dog people.
Martha Stewart had this quote. I'll never get to it. She says, you know, if you want to have a happy decade, you have a dog. If you want to have a happy life, you have a garden. You make a garden.
Our text number, did I say, is 800-400-3697?
Maybe, you did, but we can do it again.
Say it all the time.
Oh my God, says 510. I'm at my desk dying laughing. When someone asked me why I didn't have children, I respond this way. Well, my husband had a problem with his swimmers, and it goes on in detail.
Fantastic. Yes, was... Blame the man.
Yes.
Based on the looks on their faces, they won't be asking anyone that question again.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know what? You're doing your duty as a human who's going to help some other person who didn't or couldn't or didn't want to have kids.
I'm married in my mid-30s. I get asked all the time when I'm having a baby. I get a new white hair every time someone asks me. Stop asking people that question, Rebecca from Novato on Odyssey.
Rebecca, Novato, Odyssey.
Oh, right. There's the, what kind of breed of dog? So you want a golden retriever.
Yeah.
A golden rescue. I mean, if you look at a golden rescue, you'll find one.
I'm registered. If one comes in, you'll... Yeah, but I'm down with any kind of spaniel, and I like little dogs. I like little, like, you know, like fluffy dogs, you know, as well. I'm just looking for the right dog. Yeah, I would love one of those King Charles spaniels.
It was the nicest guy. Like I was all, bro, you're awesome.
Should you have two dogs?
I would. That's the plan. I'd like to have a little one and a big one. Yeah, because I think it's good for dogs to have a partner, especially if you're not home all the time.
They do love other dogs. They love them.
Yeah, we've always had three. So
three. That can be a love triangle.
Mm. It worked out.
408 says, my family roots are in Finland. We come from a part of that Russia forcibly annexed.
Mm.
We come from the part that Russia forcibly
annexed.
I'm surprised that's the happiest country in the world, since Finland was relatively recently known for having one of the highest suicide rates in the world.
You know what? I believe that that's true, because they're one of those places.
Oh, hello.
Sarah. Is that really what that is?
That is for Fun Delivered, because Friday at 9 o'clock. You have 1 minute, everybody. Go to fundeliver.com if you want that undeliverable mail. I'm done. I leave the thing on in case I ever need it, because I know this is when you have to do it. But this means that we're incredibly late. That's what that sound means. Coming up, I've got something. It takes money to make money and selling dead guys' songs.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.